So today's February task is to read out a poem or poems as part of the poetry night thing that's going on Twitter tonight, that was set up by Sarcastic Apple. I'm finding it difficult to fit into my life, this particular task, because I keep having to retake everything because I keep messing up the readings and I don't have much time for this project. So this time I'm just going to crack on through it, and if I make any mistakes, so be it. That's the way that life goes. So the first poem is called When My Desire. It's by Ono No Komachi. When my desire grows too fierce, I wear my bedclothes inside out, dark as the night's rough husk. The next poem is by my girlfriend Jen, who you can find at Jadamthwaite, J Adamthwaite, on Twitter. It's called Bones. If I could go back and pick out the bones, I'd fish out the moment I told you I loved you and wrap it instead in a parcel of muslin. Infuse it slowly. See if you noticed. And the last poem is by me. It's called Beard. I wrote it a few years ago. Neither me or Jen really write much poetry these days. We write more prose, but anyway. Beard. It hurts sometimes, the hairs springing from my skin like the shoots of snowdrops forcing themselves through the frost. I sieve through them, searching for the thick ones, take them carefully between my index finger and thumb, pinching so tightly my nails make cuts, broken lines, white half moons. The pain is so familiar that I don't feel it until the task is over. I snap them out, small saplets of skin like tears are torn. The end of each scrunched hair is a bead of amber setting a fossil in place. Pubic and dark, kinky and broken, I rub their roughness against my cheek, comforting and uncomfortable, like spiders' feet crawling, fading, moving. I flick them onto the floor. They sink softly like stray feathers thrown away to be sucked up at some other time. Entombed inside Hoover bags, the traces of my growth, the rungs of my tree, these thickets that sprung from me. Wow, only one little mistake, just at the end. Thanks. See you tomorrow. Bye.